Today, it is the special day of remembrance of Father Brahma, of when he became avyakt. Today, it is the special day of remembrance of Father Brahma, of when he became avyakt. Love for Father Brahma is merged in the eyes of all the children. Today, from even before 4 a.m., the children's love reached the subtle region for celebrating a meeting with Father Brahma. Symbols of love, signs of love from the heart reached Father Brahma. As garlands, symbols of love, signs of love from the heart reached Father Brahma as garlands. The love of the children was merged in the fragrance of each garland. The love of the children was merged in the fragrance of each garland. Each and every child's eyes and smile spoke of matters of the heart. Each and every child's eyes and smile spoke of matters of the heart. Father Brahma was also giving the return of love to each one. The Father is seeing. The Father is seeing that even now the Father is saying that even now each child The Father is seeing that even now each child is giving the love of his heart through the language of the eyes. Because God's love because God's love makes each child easily belong to the Father. This alaukik, that is spiritual love, this alaukik love this love makes him belong to you through the experience that Baba is mine. Baba is mine, Mera Baba. Because the children said, my Baba, so this love makes you the masters of the Father's treasures. Because as soon as you said, my Baba, because as soon as you said, my Baba, because as soon as you say, my Baba, you become the master of all the treasures. this love makes you forget the consciousness of the body in a second and makes you soul conscious. This love makes you forget the consciousness of the body in a second and makes you soul conscious. Nothing other than the Father attracts the soul. Nothing other than the Father attracts the soul. This day has such a great importance. This day has such a great importance. It's not just the day of remembrance, but it is the day of power. Samarthi Divas, not Smriti Divas. It's not the day of remembrance, but it is a day of power. Because on this day, the Father Himself The Father Himself became the one who gets things done. That is, He became Karavanhar and gave the children the tilak of being the doers, Karanhar, for world service. The son who shows father, was made the instrument to the task. He himself became Karavanhar, that is the one who gets it done. He himself became Karavanhar and made the children Karanhar for there to be success in service. Because the means of success in service is to have the awareness that I am Karanhar and Karavanhar is making me do everything. I am Karanhar and Karavanhar is making me do everything. This awareness is essential. Because you had the awareness of I, which brought you into body consciousness for 63 births. But Karavanhar is making me do everything. I am Karanhar, an instrument. With this awareness, considering yourself an instrument, body consciousness finishes. I am Karanhar, an instrument. With this awareness, considering yourself as an instrument, body consciousness finishes. This is why he made the children Karanhar, the one who does. And he himself became Karavanhar, the one who gets done. When you are Karanhar, you automatically become an instrument and humble, because you automatically become an instrument and humble. Even now, because Bap Dada made the children instruments for service, the father saw that the father saw that the fruit of service, in the form of success is sparkling on the foreheads of the servers, the stars. The father saw that the fruit of service in the form of success is sparkling on the foreheads of the servers, the stars. Bap Dada is pleased to see the service of the majority of the children. Bap Dada is pleased to see the service of the majority of the children, and this is why, Father Brahma especially congratulating such children and saying, "Wah, children, wah." And this is why Father Brahma is especially congratulating such children and saying, "Wah, children, wah." Father Brahma is especially happy. Father Brahma is especially happy Father Brahma is especially happy and is congratulating them for becoming instruments for service and moving service forward. So Father Brahma is especially happy and congratulating them for becoming instruments for service and moving service forward. Father Brahma is even now Father Brahma is even now signaling the children to adopt the angelic stage like him. Bap Dada has seen that the children are paying attention. Bap Dada has said that the children are paying attention. Father Brahma was constantly liberated in life. He was experienced Jivan Mukti. So Father Brahma was constantly liberated in life. Although still having such a big responsibility, to look after such a big family, although still having such a big responsibility to look after such a big family, to make everyone have a yogi life, to make everyone have a yogi life, to look after the responsibility of so much service, to look after the responsibility of so much service, to constantly enable everyone to move forward in service. So while having all these responsibilities, he still experienced the pleasure of liberation in life. He still experienced the pleasure of liberation in life. This is why on the path of devotion, Brahma has been shown on a lotus seat. Brahma has been shown on a lotus seat. He became liberated in life and experienced the pleasure of liberation in life at this time. He became liberated in life and experienced the pleasure of liberation in life at this time, and he made all of you children the same too. And he made all of you children the same too. Even now, even now, He is showing you children various methods to make you angelic. And wants you to become the same as himself. And wants you to become the same as himself. Bap Dada saw that each child has a good aim. Bap Dada saw that each child has a good aim. When anyone asks you what your aim is, what do you say? What do you say? When anyone asks you what your aim is, do you remember what you say? That you definitely will become equal to the Father, that you will become Bap Saman. This is what you say. This is my aim, to become Bap Saman. In what way will you become equal to the Father? In what way will you become equal to the Father? In this life, you will become a sample of a life of liberation in life. In this life, you will become a sample of a life of liberation in life. Bap Dada saw that you do pay attention to the homework that you are given. You have those experiences, but you do not do it all the time. You do have those experiences, but you do not do it all the time. Regarding the work you have been given, Baba received a report that some children made effort and paid attention every month. But Bap Dada now wants it constantly. He wants this homework to be done all the time. You have become good yogis, but constant yogis. This is what Baba wants to make you, constant yogis. Bap Dada has given children some work. Bap Dada had given children some work. Every hour, create a method to be able to change. Sometimes, every hour to create a method to be able to change this word sometimes into all the time, in order to be constant. So it should be all the time, not sometimes. According to the saying, there's a saying, what's the saying? Once you conquer your mind, you conquer the world. Those who conquer the mind, conquer the world. Bap Dada now wants your mind to have only those thoughts that you ask it to have. So Bap Dada now wants your mind to have only the thoughts that you ask it to have. Why? All your physical senses do what you want, when you want, do they not? So other sense organs, you make them do what you want and when you want, and they do it for you. So you practice this. In the same way, your mind also should only do what you order it to do. Your mind also should only do what you order it to do. You practice this. But sometimes you don't practice it. You practice this, but sometimes you don't practice it. Bap Dada now wants you to make, wants wants you or wants to make you control your mind as you want, using the reins of the powers. To whom does the praise, those who have conquered the mind, have conquered the world, belongs? So for whom is this praise? That those who have conquered their minds have conquered the world. It is the praise of you children, because you achieve this every cycle, and therefore there is the praise. You say that all your physical organs belong to you. In the same way, you also say that your mind belongs to you. To say that it is yours means you are its master. To say that it is yours means you are its master. Whatever thought you wish to have in your mind, and for however long you wish to it to be there, your mind is bound to do that. Your mind is bound to do that because it is your mind. It belongs to you. So on this day of love, Bap Dada wishes to give you this homework. What homework? What does Bap Dada give you? You should be able to create the thought that you wish to have. So whatever thought you wish to have, you should be able to create that thought. If you wish to have pure thoughts, then if you wish to have pure thoughts, then will any waste thoughts arise? Then even if waste thoughts arise, your pure thoughts should finish them. If you wish to have yoga, but due to your sanskars, waste thoughts arise instead, or if you are not successful in having yoga, you need to develop this control. You should be able to develop this control. If you wish to have yoga for 1 hour, your mind should not disturb you. Your mind should not disturb you. The soul is the master. The mind is not the master. Soul is the master. Mind is not the master. But the mind is the companion of the soul. But the mind is the companion of the soul. So order your companion with love. Order your companion with love. Become a conqueror of the mind. Become a conqueror of the mind. Because Bap Dada receives news from many children that they have waste thoughts from time to time. That they have waste thoughts from time to time. You have waste thoughts even against your wish. Would you call this being a master? If your mind has waste thoughts even against your wish, would you call this being a master? You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? So today, the Father is telling you his heart's desire with a lot of love. So today the Father is telling you his heart's desire with a lot of love. Now, you must definitely become a conqueror of your mind, which will make you the conqueror of the world. Will you give Father Brahma this gift of love? Will you give Father Brahma this gift of love? When you have love, What do you give? A gift is given, isn't it? So when you have love, what do you give? A gift is given, isn't it? So today Father Brahma is asking you children to give this gift. Are you ready? Are you ready? Raise your hand. Yeah, raise your hand. Yeah, raise your hand. So, if from today, So if from today you are given the instruction not to allow any waste thoughts to come, would you be able to do it? Today, will you be able to perform actions while in a stage of yoga and also have yoga for 2 to 4 hours? Can you do this? Will you do it? Okay. Now let the past be the past, but from now onwards, order your mind from today. What will you order your mind? Order your mind that from today I will put a full stop to all waste thoughts. That I will put a full stop to all waste thoughts. You'll have to do it. You will have to do it. Will you not? So today, keep this aim in yoga. So keep the aim in yoga. And then you will have to make effort according to that throughout the day. Will you not? Out of love for the Father, out of love for the Father, you will have to do what the Father says. Out of love for the Father, you will have to do what the Father says. The method to finish all waste thoughts. The method to finish all waste thoughts is to remember Brahma Baba's love in your heart. Whether or not you saw him in the corporeal form, all of you have seen him with the power of the intellect, have you not? Physically you might not have seen him, but then Baba Singh, with the power of the intellect, you have seen him, have you not? Have you seen him or not? Those of you who say that you have seen Baba's love and who have seen the sustenance of Father Brahma, are you moving forward according to that? If so, then raise your hand. So many have raised their hand. You have pleased Baba by raising your hand. You have pleased Baba by raising your hand. Bab Dada is pleased that at least you have had that courage. However, when your strength decreases, always remember, your relationships with the Father. How many relationships do you have with the Father? Sometimes he is the Father, sometimes he even becomes a child. Sometimes he is your father, and sometimes he even becomes your friend. So either remember the relationship of the attainments. So either remember the relationships or remember the attainments. Remember the attainments and the relationships. Just as you are remembering that in your heart today, are you not? Yes. If you remember in this way, you will develop love. Even today, all of you are experiencing Father Brahma's love in your hearts. Are you not? So whenever something is not right, then what should you do? Then remember the relationships and the attainments. The father cooperates with every child. All that you have to do is to remember him. So have you understood what you have to do today? Become the embodiment of the praise that those who conquer the mind become conquerors of the world. So remember this praise. Control your mind with your orders. Now, because you have left it a little free, now that you have left your mind a little free, it does its own work. Now, pay attention. Your mind has to work under your orders. Not that you act under the orders of your mind. You wish to contemplate upon matters of knowledge, but instead useless thoughts arise in your mind. Then what happens? Your mind become the master of you, or you become the master? When waste thoughts come and you want waste thoughts not to come. So this is a homework. Have you understood? You have to conquer your mind. Whatever you order it, it will obey your order. It will definitely obey you, but all you have to do is to pay attention. Mothers and teachers, is this possible? Mothers, teachers, is this teachers? All teachers, raise your hand. Teachers are raising their hand. If you think this is possible, then wave your hands. We in the first line also, raise your hand. That you will be the master of your mind, not that your mind becomes your master. So if you think it's possible, then raise your hand. At least those sitting in the first row, Baba said, wave your hand. Brothers, wave your hands. Wow. So Baba saying, wow. It means you have given Father Brahma the gift of love. You have given Father Brahma the gift of love. Congratulations for that. Congratulations. This is a gift of love you have given to Brahma Father. It is good. It is good. Love for Bap Dada gives you a lot of cooperation. Love for Bap Dada gives you a lot of cooperation when you say my Baba from your heart. So when you say my Baba, then who is I? The father's long lost and now found child. When you say my Baba, it means you are the long lost and now found child. How many times do all of you say my Baba, my Baba? How many times do you say Mera Baba? The father hears it, no? And notes down everything. He notes down, he writes how many times you say my Baba. So really how important it is to say my Baba all the time. Double foreigners are also listening, are you not? Baba is seeing the double foreigners. So double foreigners are also listening, are they not? Now Bap Dada will continue to look at the results. Bap Dada will continue to look at the results and all of you should also continue to look at your results as detached observers. Simply remember that you have that you have promised Bap Dada that you will become the masters of your mind. So simply remember this, that you have promised Bap Dada that you will become masters of the mind. This is Maharashtra, is it not? Those from Maharashtra would be given some great work to do, would they not? Bap Dada has love for each soul and always has. Bap Dada has love for each soul and always has faith. Baba has faith that these children will do exactly what the father has said. Will do exactly what the father has said. The children will do it. Is it so? Maharashtra, is it the case that the father asked you to do asked you to do something and you did it? Those from Maharashtra, raise your hand. So all are raising their hand from Maharashtra. 3/4 of the class is of Maharashtra. Those from Maharashtra, raise your hands. So each zone follows the instructions of the father. You are nodding. So everyone is nodding. The father also has a faith then my children will finish. The father also has a faith that my children have faith in their intellects. Bap Dada wants you. Bap Dada wants you to use every day's elevated versions, that is the Murli, as your homework. Bap Dada wants you to use every day's elevated versions as your homework. If you children do what the father asks each day, so Baba is saying, if you children do what the father asks in each day's Murli, then it means you are acting as the father's long lost and now found children. The obedient children. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Read it in every day's Murli. Murli will tell you what you have to do, because Bap Dada has seen that the majority of children love the Murli, love the Murli from the heart. Even if someone doesn't love it, love the Murli, but if a child says to Bap Dada, Baba, I love you a lot, you say to Baba, Baba, I love you a lot, but what does the father love? He loves the Murli. So if you love Baba, means you should also love the Murli. He loves the Murli. He comes from so far away to speak the Murli. Would there be any other teacher who comes from so far away just to teach you? So when you say, my Baba, since the father loves the Murli, and you say, my Baba, and who have love for the Murli, then first love should be with the father. Since the father loves the Murli, then those who say my Baba and who have love for the Murli, their first love should be with the father's Murli as well as for the father, as well as for the father. Look, Father Brahma did not miss a Murli for even one day. Even for one day, Baba didn't miss the Murli, Father Brahma. Even when you want to, even when you went to Mumbai for one reason or another, he wrote the Murli. He wrote the Murli. Mateshwari would read that Murli. Even on the last day, when his health wasn't so good, he didn't conduct class in the morning, but he became avyakt after conducting evening class. So what did Brahma Baba love? The Murli. So Brahma Baba loved the Murli. So those who think that they love Baba should also love what the father loved, should they not? This is why the father thinks that you should read the Murli or study it in class. If it is not possible and you are not making an excuse, but there is a valid reason, then get someone to read it for you. Then get someone to read it for you. Okay, so raise your hand if you feel that you will give that much importance to the Murli. Raise your hand if you feel that you will give that much importance to the Murli. Acha, from here everything is visible. The father is also seeing all of you sitting at the back. Acha, very good. Okay, now regarding all the children who are personally present here and those who are watching from afar, Bab Dada has heard that Bab Dada has heard that a lot of effort was made for the centers in every country to see and listen to the Murli directly live. So maybe that year it started live. Lot of effort was made for the centers in every country to see and listen to Baba live. It doesn't matter what time of the night it may be for some countries. They also watch Baba. These means of service were invented for you and are benefiting you, though destruction will take place through science. But it is for your kingdom. Okay. To all the lovely children everywhere, special love and remembrance. Accept affection from the heart and lots of love from the heart of Father Brahma. So Baba gave Yad Pyar to Maharashtra, to also double foreigners, and now Baba is taking leave. So this is the Murli of 18th January 2011, 12 years ago, 11 years ago. Baba spoke this Murli, 18th January 2011. And the heading of this Murli is, experience the pleasure of the stage of liberation in life like Father Brahma while living this life. Give the gift of love of becoming a conqueror of the mind and therefore a conqueror of the world. Okay. Om Shanti. This Maharashtra turn, 10,000 have come to Madhuban this time. But then, of course, the government's rules are also becoming stricter. Let's see what the next meeting will be like. It's Eastern Zone next turn. So Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, all these zones are included in that. How many are going to come? But this time 10,000 are here in the hall today. All Shanti Vanivasis and Pandav Bhavan Gyan Sarovar Nivasis have been told to stay in their rooms or in our upstairs. Even Shanti Vanivasis are told not to come in the hall because so many from Maharashtra have come. But today's day was very special, 18 January. Every day, everything went so beautifully. Love for Baba was there in every soul. For hours and hours we sat at the Tower of Peace. And the Tower of Peace has also been decorated so beautifully. Flowers came from Hyderabad this time. There's one brother in Hyderabad who has a big field of flowers growing in his garden. And he sends Baba flowers from Hyderabad. So very lovely decorated. Everything is in Pandav Bhavan. In Gyan Sarovar also, but mostly in Pandav Bhavan. Now, Madhurvani group is ready to sing. Baba is giving the drishti and now Baba leaves. 18th January 2011. Om Shanti.
Hello.
Itaven is here. And now I take leave. I have to go back to Pandav Bhavan. It's already past 8 here. And I must leave. Thank you. Om Shanti. Itaven will continue after this. We come. You get all the attainments. Baba comes from so far. He has so much love for the children. He says, my sweet children, we also have so much love for Baba, is it not? So now this Madhurvani group is going to sing a song. The words of the song are, Baba, the ocean of love, you have merged everyone in your love. Okay, now I hand over to Gita Bell.
testimony saying that especially from Hyderabad the flowers have come and they have celebrated Madhuban, and one of the brothers from Santivan, Devubai, also has given lot of contribution in flower decoration also. So thanks to the whole flower group who has brought the flowers from Hyderabad. They have decorated Pandabhavan, Shantivan. And today 108 fruits have been offered in the form of bhog to Baba. From ORC, 108 fruits have come from ORC. And for Baba they have offered 108 fruits in the form of bhog. And 51 tolis have been made in Shri Baba's bhog, Muni Ben is saying. All have lot of enthusiasm in their hearts, they have lot of love for Baba. From many Baba's children get up at 2 o'clock, and especially those who have made tolis also get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they have made 51 tolis and 108 fruits have been offered to Baba on this Avyakt day, Muni Ben said. Now we listen to the Madhur One's group song. Baba is the ocean of love. Baba has merged everyone in his heart. Baba has given the blessings of remembrances and made everyone merge in his heart. These are the words of the song, the meaning of the words of the song. Ocean of love, Baba has merged everyone in the heart. All have merged in the heart of God's love. Today is the day God sacrificed, Father Brahma became instrument to give all his what he had and became perfect. He surrendered everything to the children. Baba became Avyakt and surrendered everything to all his children. Baba became Avyakt angel by leaving his body on this Avyakt day of remembrance. This is the meaning of the song. And to reveal the Father, and Baba hid himself by giving all whatever he had to all his children. Even he left his body, so anything connected to this bodily world has been left on this day of remembrance. These are the words of the song. Baba merged everyone in the heart of God. Children have also garlanded everyone with the garlands of love. Baba has given so much of love that children have become embedded in the rosary of his love and became garlands. the ocean of love, Baba, has merged everyone in his heart. Is the essence of the thing? Baba's chariot became a bit on the special day of remembrance. Baba's chariot became a bit on this day. Baba made us aware. We all became obvious on this special day of remembrance. This is the essence of the show. Brahma Baba fulfilled all the promises of God on this day of remembrance and merged everyone in the heart of God. The ocean of love Baba has merged in his love, in his heart. Baba is showering the blessings of love on all of you. Baba is giving the blessings of remembrance. The ocean of love Baba merged everyone in the heart of his love. All of you must be very happy on hearing that there is a new website launched by Brahma Kumaris where you can see the Yajna history and also the life histories of all the seniors are on this website. Even Raj Yoga courses, Brahma Baba's history and magazines, everything, all is available on this website. Dadi is releasing this website and Swarnim Bharat. And today Dadi Ratan Moini is releasing this website. She is launching this website. Launching ceremony of the website is being done by Dadi Ratan Moini on the stage. You can see the video. Ratanji Bhai is presenting the website. State Secretary is saying, but it's already been presented on the video. Also, there is a Telugu documentary film, and the name is Vrindavan. So, even Dadi is going to release that video as well. The documentary film in Telugu has been released. It's 40-minute video. And the second part will be released on Shiv Jayanti. Vrindavan Mali is the name of the Telugu film. And Mrityunjay Bhai has given the permission for this Telugu film. And now she is requesting Dadi Ratan Moini. To share her experiences with Brahma Baba. So now Dadi Ratan Moini will give her blessings. And Mrityunjay Bhai is giving the documentary film banner to Dadi Ji. You can see in the video which says God has an amazing plan. This has been written on the banner which is being presented to both of the seniors, Tadiratan Muniji and Muni Ben. You can see in the video, God has an amazing plan. Telugu documentary film. And the name of the film is Vrindavan Mali. It's been released now, and Dadi is releasing this. All the senior brothers are on the stage, and she's once again repeating, it's for 40 minutes, and the first part has been released today, and the second part will be released on Shiv Jayanti. Only one film is ready for now. One part is ready for now. This is, they're showing the film on the video, if you can see. Just a bit. See Brahma Baba on the screen now. You can see the Yajna history, which is being shown on the video. This is the history hall being shown on the video. Baba had Brahma Bhojan with all the Nivasis in the early days. So all these has been documented in the form of a Telugu film. Dadi is now going to give the blessings. Daddy's caretaker is telling Daddy, Daddy, please read. Now Daddy is saying, shall I start? So her caretaker is saying, okay, you can start. Nice, sweet conversation is going on the stage. You can see on the video. Om Shanti. Now Daddy is giving her blessings. They have given her the blessings in the form of a letter. Now she is going to read out. Today is the day of remembrance of Brahma Baba. All of you have become the embodiments of remembrance, aren't you? By remembering Baba's love, your eyes become wet. This is Brahma Baba's love, sustenance, and the divine image, and also the divine remembrances, and also the memorials, to get merged in the love of God, to get merged in Baba's love, and to experience. Baba's love is the speciality of this month. So in everyone's heart, there is just one song being played. One Baba and no one else. This is a song being played in the hearts of everyone. It's only then you can get merged in the love of Baba. Always keep swinging in the swings of Baba's love. Every Brahmin has just one thought. I have to follow Brahma Baba. This is the thought of every Brahmin. And also that I have to reveal Brahma Baba. Reveal Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba did the effort that I have to reveal Shiv Baba. So in the same way we all have to do. And Brahma Baba, in his last three words he said, incorporeal egoless and incorporeal egoless and being humble. Baba had these three things in his heart and he became the embodiment of these three things. Only then we can hoist the flag of revelation in the whole world. So did you understand? Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirahinkari. Nirakari incorporeal, Nirvikari is completely become voiceless, and Nirahinkari egoless. Incorporeal, voiceless, egoless. And the state secretary is repeating that we remembered all these three words from Brahma Baba, being incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirahinkari in Hindi. Now the state secretary is saying, I request Nirvibhai to convey his blessings. Also he keeps inspiring Baba's children. Now I request Nirvibhai to share his experiences. I respected Nirvibhaiji. All of you are merged in the eyes of Bap Dada, those who are in the gathering, Nirvibhai Singh, and especially those from Maharashtra who have arrived here. And many are hearing also in Maharashtra, and those have already arrived here. Especially on this day, I convey my congratulations and special greetings on this special day of remembrance. Just as the state secretary said, and has requested me to share my experiences and remembrances with Brahma Baba. So I'm sharing my experiences with Brahma Baba in those days of Brahma Baba. Baba came 8 times to Bombay when he was in Bombay. And Baba did services and also inspired me to do many services. Many good programs happened. Mama Baba came to Bombay, even Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Prakashmani also came to Bombay. Ratanmani Dadi was already in Bombay. Shilindra Dadi was already in Bombay. Even Virjindra Dadi was also staying there in Bombay. Nalini Ben and her family all stayed in Bombay. Even Dr. Nirmala Ben was also in Bombay. I would say Maharashtra means Bombay, and many Bombay Nivasis are in the gathering. So Bombay Nivasis become the And Bombay is the place where we can reach the whole world, because all those from Bharat and abroad arrive there in Bombay. And it reaches every corner of the world. And this is the greatest fortune which the Bombay Nivasis have, the residents of Bombay have. And many brothers and sisters have come from Bombay, and also many from Bombay are also serving in abroad, and all of you keep getting the news. And especially today is the day of remembrance. And this is the day where we remember Brahma Baba a lot and his specialities, especially the specialities of Brahma Baba. When we read, hear and know about Baba's history, Then we come to know Baba became a sample. How he became a sample? We can see when we read, hear and know the history of Brahma Baba. In the last 2-3 years, Baba always kept saying 2-3 things. At least 8 hours. You have to stay in remembrance with Baba for at least 8 hours. At least 8 hours for service and also sleep for 8 hours. 8 hours you do your laukik business, whatever you have to do, but for 8 hours especially. Baba made it happen and he became a sample. He stayed in remembrance for 8 hours. How to make the efforts, how to stay in remembrance, Baba practically did that by his sake. And Baba became an example and we also learned from Baba a lot. And Baba was of a big age actually. And he was doing great efforts actually. He was 90 plus, as all of you know. And even now you all of you are young. You're not as big as Brahma Baba's age. So now you have to do a lot of efforts. Even Baba did 8 hours of remembrance and 8 hours of practice. Even we are hearing from Davit Murli how Baba did his efforts. Even Sakar Murli we have heard. Baba has mentioned very, very subtle things, matters. So today it's very much important to understand the subtleness of Baba has already taught us, became an example, to go into the depth of what Baba has shared with us, and especially to apply in our life. And what is the stage of being liberated in life? We can experience the pleasure of being in life, being experiencing the life of liberation. Especially this is the day of remembrance. So, and today's day is called as the day of remembrance. So whose remembrance? Nirbhai is asking. Pitashri, Brahma Baba, father of all of us, father Brahma Baba, how he attained the stage of becoming complete, how he became perfect, complete. And today is the day of remembrance, to become complete and perfect. And Baba is giving us the signal that we have to place our steps in the footsteps of the Father Brahma Baba and we have to become complete, and when we become complete and perfect, then we can experience super sensuous joy, Nirbhai is saying. So, experience the pleasure of Baba's remembrance, all of you, and also make others equal to yourself. Also take the blessings from others and inspire others to become like Father Brahma Baba, because little time is left. So in this little time, and we heard from, even in the morning we heard Baba's Murli today, Baba has signaled us, Baba has, we also have to become an inspiration to others to the extent possible. With your love and cooperation, you have to benefit all other souls as well. Become perfect in making efforts. This is my good wishes for those in India and around, abroad. And those who are listening, those who are hearing, I convey my good wishes to all of you. And make every second worthwhile in Baba's service. Don't waste even a second. This is the call of the time, Nirbhai is saying. And this is my good wishes for all of you. This is my good wish for all of you. Don't waste even a second. Make use of every second in a worthwhile way. Whatever Baba has told us, we have to completely fulfill desire of Bap Dada. Om Shanti. Baba sorry, State Secretary is saying that Nivebhai shared wonderful experiences. There are two announcements, and especially for the teachers. There is going to be Amrit Mahotsav, Swarnim Bharat. So there is going to be launching of 75 teachers have to place the kalash on their heads, the urn on their heads. So 10 o'clock teachers are requested to gather at the Anand Bhavan, because there is going to be a motorcycle rally, Amrit Mahotsav, Swarnim Bharat, Golden Bharat Mahotsav celebration. So this announcement is especially for those teachers. 75 teachers are needed to keep their urn on the edge, because it's going to be like a rally. And the other announcement is for those who are not taking the gifts after Murli tomorrow. Now I request, the State Secretary is saying, Brijmohan Bhai is being requested to share his experiences. He's already filled with those experiences of Brahma Baba, and he had the fortune of being with Brahma Baba, and now he's being followed Brahma Baba and has become equal to the father. Now we also heard from today's Murli how Baba gave her the return and how he became an example. Brahma Baba never missed the Murli, and how to become free from waste. So today, in today's Murli, we heard how to become the conquerors of the mind so that we become conquerors of the world. And now I request Brijmohan Bhai to share his experience on this, especially today's whatever Baba mentioned in the Milan, in the meeting today, especially how to conquer the mind and to conquer the world. So I request Brijmohan Bhai to share his experiences regarding this topic, State Secretary said. And now Brijmohan Bhai is saying, and especially on this 18th January, the Day of Remembrance, according to the plan of the drama, in the Diamond Hall, we are all sitting in the Diamond Hall on this 18th January, especially those from Maharashtra have arrived. Baba always says, according to their efforts, I give the last birth. And I was in Delhi. This word Maharashtra is important. Maha means great. And we have heard from the histories how the whole world was cleared from the war of Mahabharata. And especially you have come here on 18th January to celebrate Baba's meeting. So all of you are enthusiastic. You are the ones who are going to clear the whole world. And I convey my special congratulations to all of you, because you are the instruments to clear the whole world and to bring the new world. So special congratulations to all of you. Just in little time, Baba has made us remind how Baba became Avyat. Baba just mentioned two things, Karavanhar and Karanhar. Baba is Karavanhar, the one who does everything. We just have to remember that we are the doers, Karanhar in Hindi. Karavanhar and Karanhar. Karanhar means doers. We are just the instruments. Baba is the one who is going to get the things done. We just have to become instruments. Only then we can finish the body consciousness. Only then we can be humble and instrumental. And especially this aspect of being Karavanhar. It's God who is doing everything. We are just instruments. This is the first thing we all have to underline. And the special thing, the next thing is, even though Brahma Baba had a lot of responsibilities, Baba was liberated. He was experiencing the stage of liberation in life. Well, in Satyug, we all experience the pleasure of being liberated from life. But there is no experience or no focus or attention or efforts in the Golden Age. So it is now in the confluence age that we have to develop this stage of being liberated in life. We have to experience this. And the other name for this is supersensuous joy. To be liberated from the liberation of life is to experience the supersensuous joy. This was the stage which Brahma Baba had. Even Baba was of great age, big age. I was feeling how every day Baba used to, Baba never missed the Murli, even at that great age. Baba used to come every day in the class. Sometimes he had, his health was not good, but at those times he used to write the Murli. Well, he was not in the class, but he used to write the Murli. Never missed the Murli. Brahma Baba never missed. Brijbhumbhai Singh. Even till the last day, Baba performed his duty, even after taking care of all the responsibilities. And even Baba said, on the last day, now I take farewell from all the children. Even then, see, you can just imagine how much of tapasya Brahma Baba did. And we have to fulfill the desire of Shiv Baba, just as Brahma Baba did. This is a tapasya we all have to do. We all have to experience the life of being liberated in life. And especially Baba mentioned in the Murli, just one thing, and we all say, how to become conquerors of the world. Just we become conquerors of the world, we can conquer the whole world. And we can just place our life in front of us. So whatever I do, just see your life. Whatever circumstance they come, does my mind hear me? And this is the greatest thing we all have to do. To conquer the mind is to conquer the world. So the greatest thing is to conquer the mind, in which Baba mentioned in today's Murli. So just see the attitude and the vritti. Then our attitudes are in our control, then to conquer the mind it becomes easy. So all other things can be controlled. So it's based on your vritti. In Hindi, vritti is the attitude, the deepest attitude. Then your actions, perceptions, everything change. So as is the smriti, a thought, based on that your vritti is formed. But whatever is in your vritti, that which has become in your sanskar, that will play an important role. So the basic is to have a powerful, determined thought. So Baba said, don't have waste thoughts. This is the gift Baba wants, Baba said in today's Murli. And today is the day of remembrance. Nobody forgets this day of remembrance. And always let's have this remembrance that on 18 January, the day of remembrance, we have given the gift of waste thoughts. We have given the gift of waste thoughts to God. So when we have the mind under our control, then we can become embodiment of remembrance. Even if the circumstances are up and down, Father is with me. Just remember the relationship that Father is with you. So along with the relationship, you can also experience the attainment. And the last thing is that we all have to become complete. Bab Dada, both are our helpers. Just like Baba became an angel, when we become angels, and when we pay attention to the Murli, we already have the Murli with lot of attention, and every day Baba gives us lot of elevated versions. This is the love letter. These are the teachings of God. So we all, this is the medicine as well. This is the best food. So we all have to pay attention to Murli. Even then Baba said, don't give excuses. Don't just give excuses. Don't be careless. And whatever Baba says in the Murli, we just have to follow and we have to pay attention, we have to churn. And I remember Dadi Gulzar's one aspect. And in the last finger, she had a fracture, Dadi Gulzar. And she used to write something after hearing the Murli. So her caretaker said, "Today your finger is hurt, so you don't write." Dadi said, "This is godly student life." See, you can see how Dadi Gulzar was so keen on Murli. Even though her last finger was hurt, even then she used to write from the Murli. She used to churn and write the Murli. So we have to pay attention to the Murli, because the transformation comes from the Murli. So we all have to pay attention to the Murli. And especially, once again, congratulations to all of you. Om Shanti.
अभी जिस तेलुगु फिल्म का लॉन्चिंग किया है उसका एक छोटा सा प्रोमो आपको दिखा रहे हैं। सभी सेवाधारी और जो सहयोग दे सकते हैं वे हॉल में ही रुकेंगे।